Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about here on Free Talk Live. You can also go to the website at freetalklive.com, and it's as interactive as the show is. You can go there and upload news stories, blog posts, pictures, whatever it is you want to upload. People can vote it up. You can vote other people's up, vote it down, whatever you want to do. It's freetalklive.com. Julie, you have a story about skeeters?
Mosquitoes, yes. This is from CBS Detroit. The city of Warren, which I guess is just a suburb of Detroit.
Okay.
The city of Warren is cracking down on those who harbor mosquitoes after the suspected...
People are knowingly harboring mosquitoes.
Right. That first sentence reminded me of one time when I was like 16. We lived in Florida, and all of a sudden we were getting bit by mosquitoes, and we couldn't really figure out what it was. And my mom, my dear mother, had left a mop bucket out for a while, like just in the back room somewhere, and there was like mosquitoes in this water.
Yeah, they will certainly breed in standing water.
So anyway, they're cracking down on those who harbor mosquitoes after the suspected death this week of a man from West Nile virus.
So at this point, they don't know if he died of West Nile virus?
That's correct. It's just suspected that that's how he died, which is the first crazy thing about this article. Mayor Jim Fouts said that those who have stagnant pools or ponds and other areas that harbor mosquitoes could face a $1,000 fine. Just a $1,000 fine. Now, who can afford to pay a $1,000 fine?
Somebody can, but
right.
It sure isn't me.
No, most people I know could not.
Yeah.
That's going to hit you where it hurts.
What I'm thinking of here is it always seems to be the news story that you see is the person who had no idea. You know, I mean, I'm sure that somewhere on my property is something that will hold water.
Right.
I mean, I've got 11 acres, and frankly, you know, I mean, you've got wheelbarrows, you've got buckets, just different garden implements, trash can lids, all the things that, will hold water. I mean, just standing water. There's depressions in areas of my property that will hold water.
Well, you need to clean those out if you live in Michigan.
Apparently.
The mayor said that inspectors, then that creeps me out. Like, they're going to have, a mosquito squad that goes out and looks for this. Inspectors will look for pools of water in places like dumpsters, wheelbarrows, tires, pipes, drains, and flower pots. So
that'll finally will be safe.
Yes.
If they can just bring out the mosquito inspectors to keep us safe.
Homeowners will be given a warning and a chance to fix the problem.
And who won't be?
Right. But here's the thing I just can't help but think of this. Like, okay.
Does that mean businesses won't be given a warning?
Oh, maybe.
Homeowners will be given a warning.
That's what it says. So they come to my house and they say, all right, there's standing water here. You need to fix this. So I pick up the trash can lid, because that's what I can think of personally. The trash can lids are always upside down. There's always water in them.
Sure.
I dump it out. Then it rains again. And it's something else, a flower pot over here. I mean, do I get another warning for that, or am I
a habitual offender?
Right. Are they going to get $1,000 every time something's filled with water?
I imagine some people will be so irritated with this over time that they'll just leave Warren.
Yeah.
And, I mean, frankly, that's what's happened in so many of these big towns in the Rust Belt. They're just not offering anything to folks anymore. Their big government apparatus is no longer appropriate for the what it is they're offering. You know, I mean, the job isn't worth having anymore.
Yeah. I mean, this story, there's not really much to it. They have here the list of what they're going to do, their program and what it includes. But it just was so outrageously silly to me. I just can't believe that anyone could say this out loud and be like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Any more quotes from the bureaucrats on this one?
He says, every effort will be put forth to protect, that's what they're doing this for, after all, is your protection, to protect Warren residents against dangers posed by mosquitoes. This year is a particular concern because of the heavy rain in this area. It is likely that if we cannot control the mosquito breeding in early summer, we will have to undergo heavy mosquito biting this year.
You know, they have, in Florida, they have the mosquito control. Actually, it's it's an elected position, which always amused me. I mean, does it matter whether a Democrat or a Republican runs for mosquito control?
Is there anybody else fighting for that position?
Somebody is, I can assure you. They would have programs to get rid of the mosquitoes. Instead of just saying, hey, you got any standing water around here, we're going to give you a ticket. And hiring somebody at, $80,000 to $100,000 a year, and I'm not talking about what they get paid, I'm talking about what they cost to enforce this. I mean, how about some malathion spraying if that's really what you want to do? It would seem like
that's
cheaper.
If they're paying inspectors to go around and look at properties, I don't understand why they wouldn't do something like that if it's really a problem.
Apparently, they don't want to protect you quite that much. They just want to protect you in the area of fining you, not in the area of actually doing something about the mosquitoes.
Yeah, so not really too much more here. There's a bunch of rules, and this guy here, he's encouraging other officials from the Metro Detroit cities to adopt the same plan.
Yeah, the idea that they're sending, once again, what the government does is they send people, they basically enslave you. They turn you into their little serf. So now you have to go around your property and look for anything that might hold water and dump it out so that, it doesn't harbor mosquitoes. And I really don't know what they're going to do little depressions in people's land.
Yeah, I was thinking, does that really, if you have a mosquito nest on your property, when you go outside, mosquitoes are going to bite you. I mean, I guess the concern here is the West Nile.
The punishment's bad enough, right?
The West Nile virus, but that seems like it's so rare as far as, I bet more
people. It's getting more and more prevalent, there's no doubt about it, but I mean, if I've got enough of a piece of property and I'm growing my own mosquitoes and they're biting me, whose business is it?
Right, and I would like to see the statistics on how many people die of the flu every year, because I imagine it's more than the West Nile virus.
Indeed, and the flu just comes from, viruses and that kind of thing. Let's go to Justius in Oregon. Justius?
Hi, how you doing today?
All's well.
Oh, good. What I have come across, when it comes to larger fines and stuff like that, they put people on a month-to-month payment plan. They don't have to pay the $1,000. Excuse me?
I was saying that's very nice of them to allow you to do that instead of pay it all at once.
Well, yeah, it does make it easier, I guess, but that's how they get you, and you get a bunch of people on a month-to-month payment. They pay $25 or $30 a month, and you just get your population doing that.
Yeah, it's just everybody has to pay. It's just an extra tax.
Right. Well, this seems like something they really could. I mean, I'm pretty sure after it rains, you could find standing water on just about everybody's property.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. No doubt. I have standing water right now in the middle of summertime.
What?
Just from watering my plants.
Have you had one? I mean, I'm just wondering, is there some kind of minimum? Look, I'm really poor, Your Honor. Can I pay $10 a month? I mean,
The minimum, I've paid fines before, the minimum has been $25.
Okay. Well, you could go
and
a long ways at $25. Is there interest?
What's that? No interest.
Interest. I mean, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, any other place would have interest on it, but it's strange.
Not a bit of interest, and if you don't pay your fine, then they will issue a warrant, and they'll sanction your driver's license, and
debtor's prison.
You're done.
Yep. Justius, thanks for the call. I think that this is exactly how they would handle it. They put you, and if you have the option, by the way, get on the payment plan, for God's sake. Don't give them $1,000 up front. Pay them off on a month-to-month basis.
Thinking about that amount, that guy just had a $500 speeding ticket, and we thought that was outrageous. This is several speeding tickets.
Indeed.
So apparently having standing water on your property, they're deeming that more dangerous than speeding. Now, I don't necessarily think that speeding is dangerous in all cases, but they do. They claim.
Sure.
So apparently this is more dangerous.
Yeah, it's worse than being
a
super speeder.
It just seems so outrageous, a $1,000 fine on something that they could find on every property.
And, when you're talking about this, paying this off at $25, I would imagine there's nothing they could do to you once you don't live in their jurisdiction.
I don't know.
This is not legal advice, but I wouldn't think they could really come after you for the mosquito fine if you just move out of state or whatever. So you pay the $25 fine month to month, and then at some point when you decide to move, you don't have to pay it anymore.
Nice.
I'm just guessing. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-453. It's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've just been talking about the government in Warner, Michigan, giving people tickets for having standing water on their property because they're making skeeters.
Yep.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies, that's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I, in fact, get their daily dispatch, and I think I find it invaluable as a show prep tool. So if news items like we talk about on Free Talk Live are important to you, then, well, FreedomsPhoenix.com might be the thing you want to take a look at. So I'd like to go into this article here from theagitator.com. This is Radley Balko's blog. We've had Radley on the show, and he is a real talent. He also works for the Huffington Post. It's ignorance of the law is no excuse, unless you're in law enforcement. Mike Lawler, Undersecretary for Criminal Justice Policy and Planning for the state of Connecticut, joins the ranks of other public officials who are choosing to simply ignore those rights they don't believe citizens should have. This quote here from old Mike. In almost every situation you could imagine this happening in, it qualifies as a breach of peace. He said, if you walk into a restaurant with a gun, it is almost by definition a breach of peace. That results in an arrest, sets in motion a chain of events that usually result in the revocation of an issued pistol permit, he said, and that's why the way it should be. Lawler, I keep on saying Lawler, said, this is how they do it in articles. Anyone who walks into a McDonald's plainly carrying a firearm either intends to alarm people or is irresponsible.
I would say that is completely just not true.
I would say that it depends on the area, but how are people going to cease to be alarmed by a person with a gun? First off, the people who are going to enforce this law are going to walk into that place with guns on their hips, right?
Yeah.
How come you put a silly hat and a piece of tin on somebody's chest and suddenly everybody else isn't alarmed by the gun they have on their hip?
Well, it's funny that you say that because in my head, my first thought was, well, they can be held accountable. But then I sort of chuckled because they're really not held accountable at all. In fact, the exact opposite. If it was a citizen and they did something crazy with a gun, they would be, I mean, they would be prosecuted.
Punishment almost entirely, almost across the board for citizens is greater than it is for law enforcement officials in just about every instance. You may be able to pull up one instance where a law enforcement officer was punished in the same level a citizen would be punished, but it is rare, extraordinarily rare. And, you know, if it's the badge that makes people feel better, because you always see on TV people have a little gun and a little badge in their belt clip, and that's what they look like when they're plain clothes or whatever. Well, if that's really the case, then give everybody with a permit a badge. Just make the permit a badge. Then everybody will be fine with them carrying it. Because in the state of Connecticut, it's perfectly legal to walk into a McDonald's with a gun on your hip, as it is in New Hampshire. And frankly, I've been around a lot of people. I've seen a lot of people walk in, even people I don't know, walk into restaurants and places in New Hampshire with guns on their hips.
Yeah.
I know that open carry in the state of New Hampshire is legal.
They do not. Not everybody does, though.
No, they don't.
I've had actually arguments with people who, like, I used to work at Panera, and sometimes people would come up with guns, and people would say things to me.
There's a guy with a gun in here.
Yeah, and I would say, it's fine. You know, it's legal to carry a gun in New Hampshire. And they'd say, no, it's not. No, right. It really is. How sad is it that I moved here and I know more about the laws than you do?
Well, they could very well be from Massachusetts coming up for a bagel or something. But, you know, I...
These were employees.
Employees?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I see. You know, when you're talking about teenagers, you don't take your legal advice from teenagers.
No.
You know, it is. I mean, you know, there are many states where carrying a gun on your hip is completely legal. Completely legal. And there's no real way that people are going to get used to this unless it happens in front of them. Now, I'm not the kind of guy to go carrying a gun on my hip. That's not my thing. You know, it's just not what I'm into. But if it's... This is the problem with this is that people take, you know, people in authority take the law and they manipulate it into something it's not supposed to be. If there should be a law against carrying a gun on your hip, let's write a frickin' law that says it's illegal to carry a gun on your hip instead of saying, well, you're not allowed to alarm people.
Yeah.
Because somebody could be alarmed by anything. I mean, how about when people's car alarms go off? I mean, should this be the, you know, should be somebody be incarcerated for that because their car alarm is going off? I'm alarmed! Holy crap! There's a burglar out there stealing a car! He could come in and slit my throat! I mean, the world's full of nuts that would get alarmed by all kinds of things. I mean... You know, we read a story on air about this lady who was taking her shopping cart back to the cart corral, and she comes back, and there's a lady staring at her in her the window of her car at her baby. She's like, "Oh my God, thank goodness you're here." I mean, this was a lady who had walked away for 20 seconds to put her cart in the cart corral.
Wow.
And, you know, one of these busybodies had rushed up to save her baby. I mean, she, you know, I don't know whether she was getting ready to call the cops or put a brick through the window or what the heck she was going to do. But, you know, she's like, oh, dear God, it was so close. The baby could have died in those 20 seconds. You know, this wasn't even the middle of summer.
Wow.
So... world's full of people that are going to get alarmed over all kinds of things. Busy, 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 busy bodies. Got nothing better to do. So let me go on with the article. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. If you have a permit, it's perfectly legal to walk into a McDonald's in Connecticut while plainly carrying a firearm. As Gideon notes, the problem is that too many cops in Connecticut simply don't know what the law is. Lawler's solution isn't to educate them, but to come up with creative and baseless applications of other laws that allow cops to continue to violate the rights of Connecticut citizens who exercise the right to carry. Gideon's analogy in the camera issue is spot on, because exercising this particular right tends to upset police officials, and because really what the reason is because cops believe we're the only ones who should have guns.
Yes.
That's really what they believe. Because police officials aren't aware of the law, the state officials in charge of law enforcement have chosen to simply not give a damn about protecting this particular right. If a citizen exercising his right, and by the way, if you show the cop the law, they look, here's a copy of the law that says I can carry openly. They won't care. I mean, look, I don't care what that law says. I care what my bosses say.
Yeah.
Because they're not law enforcement officers. They are essentially thugs that work for the man. And if the man says go after citizens with the gun on their hip, that's what they're going to do. I mean, some of them, the good guys, will probably just look the other way and ignore it. But many of them won't, and the good guys won't do anything about the ones that don't. He's not going to go out and arrest the cop for arresting somebody for breaking a law that doesn't exist.
Yeah, here in Keene, I've seen the cops called, and they just generally come and check on the situation and leave. But I tend to think that the cops in Keene are somewhat lenient on things like this.
Well, they've been educated in this issue, and they know that they're going to get lawsuits.
It's true.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. Also, check out promote.freetalklive.com. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live a long time, you think it's a good idea that other folks hear Free Talk Live, the ideas of liberty, and present it in a fashion that is palatable and hopefully entertaining, go to promote.freetalklive.com. We've come up with various ways to promote the show, and you can, there are a lot of different ways, and you can choose from them. Check them out. It's promote.freetalklive.com. Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. Jurisdictionary is all the information that you need to know about how to file cases, get evidence, move the court, do all the things you need to do. And they won't be able to push you around like they do when you normally just go in pro se and say, oh, I'm going to give this a try. Jurisdictionary.com, they've got all kinds of free tools there for you. And, of course, the course. Buy it at jurisdictionary.com. When you do, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard about it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. Let's go back to this article from Radley Balco talking about, well, just how they go ahead and break the law, their own laws. In the United States, it's come to the point, by the way, it's Mark with you.
And Julia.
It's come to the point that you're not allowed to do anything unless it's legal. By that, I mean it is listed in the law as you're legal to do it, as opposed to that there's a law against it. The idea was is you're not allowed to do the things that there are laws against. But there's no law against carrying a gun on your hip in many states, including Connecticut. And Radley's going about, telling about a public official here that says, well, yeah, it might be legal, but it scares people, and scaring people is against the law. It causes people to become alarmed. And, you know, alarmed, really? I've got to worry about people getting alarmed because of tools that I'm carrying on my belt? Anyway. Here's in Connecticut, the cops simply don't know the law. Lawler's solution isn't to educate them, that's the bureaucrat here, but to come up with creative and baseless applications of other laws that allow cops to continue to violate people's rights in Connecticut who exercise the right to carry. Because in this particular right tends to upset police officers, and because police officers aren't aware of the law, the state officials in charge of law enforcement have simply chosen not to give a damn about protecting this particular right. If a citizen is exercising his right, combined with a cop's ignorance of the law, results in a breach of the peace, Lawler's conclusion is that the proper thing to do is to charge you for breaching the peace. It's an abhorrent and lazy mindset that forgets everything about who serves whom in a free society. In a just world, Lawler would be resigning over this. But he isn't alone. Law enforcement officials in Milwaukee and Philadelphia have expressed similar sentiments without much consequence. There's one chief of police that I think it was in, this one was Philadelphia, might have been the Milwaukee one, I don't know. But we read these two stories and I think others. That said, you carry a gun in my town, you're going to jail. And he doesn't care that it's not against the law. He doesn't bother going through the system. People will always tell you, well, if you don't like a law, go through the system and get it changed. As if those people that are, you know, when the cops don't like a law, they don't go through the system and get it changed. They just charge you with disorderly conduct.
Well, I was just going to say they have quite a few of these charges that don't really mean anything that they can kind of sprinkle on when they don't have anything better to charge you with.
Yes.
Like disorderly conduct. I heard a new one recently. I wish I could remember what it was that I'd never heard before. It's in New Hampshire.
There are several of them, but disorderly
breaching
conduct.
Breaching the peace.
Yeah, breaching the peace is another one of these things. You know, the peace is whatever the heck we say it is, and you breached it when we say you breached it.
Yeah.
And you're being disorderly when we're saying you're not being orderly. What else would it be? If we say you're not orderly, then what else would you be being if you're not being disorderly, for God's sake? And they just make this crap up. That's what it is. I mean, these aren't law enforcement officials. These are law-making officials now, because they make the law as they choose to see it at any given time. Disobeying an officer is another one.
Really?
You know, I mean, if it's not a lawful order, then how can you give it to me? I suppose if there is an upside of all this, it's when someone in one of these jurisdictions does inevitably sue, they'll be able to show that the violation of their rights was systemic and part of an ongoing policy. Unfortunately, when they win, the payout will come from taxpayers and not from the pockets of clueless public officials like Lawler. This guy is completely immune from his own behavior, and that's why we have a government that is so utterly broken these days, is because these public officials don't have to care about what they do. They're not responsible for their behavior.
They're certainly not held accountable ever for anything they say or do.
And not on the job. I mean, this guy's just interpreting the law as he sees it. It's fine and dandy. And, you know, frankly, he's putting the taxpayers in jeopardy of paying out, and inevitably this will happen.
Well, see, what's the difference between him interpreting the law as he sees it and I, myself, interpreting the law?
You are not given the God-given ordained ability that has come from the state, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the idea, that the state is the new God, and its priests are these clueless bureaucrats, and, you know, this is, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Let's go to David in Minnesota. David?
Yes, I have a question about immigration.
And, okay, I may or may not have answers for you.
I live in northern Minnesota. I have a home up here, and I spend about 3 months out of the year up here. I also live in Texas, where I'm a resident, and I live right down on the Rio Grande River, and we have approximately 200,000 people illegals coming across where I live every year.
Okay.
Now, these people don't, everybody's got this misconception that these people are all pickers and that's all, the only job they do is pick. Well, unfortunately, that's not the case.
They do lots of things. Yeah, sure.
They're welders, they're fabricators, they do all the roofing and carpentry work in the whole country. and they have a lot of other skilled jobs like machinist jobs and other jobs. Well, the problem, you know, our government underestimates the number. They say we have approximately 12 million.
Now, yeah, I've heard numbers from 10 to 20 million.
Well, it's probably closer to 20 million. Now, if we could get serious about this immigration problem and get rid of at least 10 or 15 million of them, that would create about 10 or 15 million jobs, wouldn't it?
Well, don't they eat food, drive cars, live in homes, and consume things? Don't they create jobs, too?
Yeah, but the fact of the matter, we've got an unemployment problem in this country that's realistically...
How do you come out of an unemployment problem? Do you shrink an economy to come out of an unemployment problem, or do you grow an economy to come out of an unemployment problem?
Well, our unemployment in the United States of America is probably 20%. Now, down in the Rio Grande Valley,
it's 58% of Americans work. So it depends on how you wish to interpret the number. But you could say that our unemployment is 42%, if that's what you wanted to say.
Yeah, that's probably closer to what it is. Now, down in the Rio Grande Valley, where I live, it's 40%.
Why do you think those people come across that river?
Because they're looking for a job.
I would think so. And don't we want people that are looking for jobs? Isn't that what built this country? Isn't that what made the economy grow?
Yeah, well, why can't we put the people in our country to work first?
I don't know. For one, here's an instance that happened in Georgia about a month ago. There was a news story out about them kicking out all the illegal immigrants out of Georgia and then attempting to use probationers to pick the fruit and the vegetables at the farms. And the probationers, in some cases, were choosing to go back to prison rather than doing this work. So, you know, I mean, the fact is, some Americans don't want to do this job. I'd be happy to pick fruit and vegetables for you, but I want $250,000 a year to do it.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you, David.
The fact like I said, just getting back to the point, the fact of the matter is, seeing we have so many people that need jobs in this country, I don't know what seems to be the problem about getting rid of these illegal aliens.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, and fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. If you want to move to a place where, well, people are working towards more freedom, and you want to find where the liberty activists are actually getting something done, check out the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. Julia, you and I moved here, what, 5 years ago for the Free State Project?
Yeah, at least five.
And it's been, I think it's the best thing going for the ideas of propagating the ideas of liberty. It's a big commitment. Pick up, move your life across the country. In some cases, it's just across the state line, but it's a big commitment.
Yeah.
But to me, it's been worth it. So if it's worth it, if the ideas of liberty are important to you, check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Sign up, get involved. And I wanted to talk about the last caller here, and our new system doesn't hold the names, and so I didn't write it down, and I feel a little bad about that. But, the gentleman is rightly upset that there is something going wrong with immigration in this country. But I don't think it's that people want to be free and to work hard and to build a life for themselves. I think the problem is that we, the people here in the United States, are forced to take care of not only illegal immigrants, but legal immigrants and citizens and whomever. I mean, why should I pay money to take care of somebody else's kids or whatever? You know, send them to school, the hospitals, they can go into hospitals, get free treatment if they want to get it because they don't have to pay. And especially since, well, the government has them. Has it so that they can't get Social Security numbers, so that they don't even have a real identity. I think what it should be, and I know that a lot of people aren't going to like this, is give work visas to anybody who wants to come here and work. No, nothing free. No free public schools, no free nothing. And don't make the taxpayer pay for that, but let these people build lives. Then what you won't get is you won't get the freeloaders, and what you will get is the people that will work hard to build this nation and grow this economy. You want to get rid of this economic depression we're in, open up the borders and let people that eat food, drive cars, live in houses and consume, let consumers come in. Because that's what grows economies like ours, is consumption. And you just need more people consuming. Yes, there will be competition for certain types of jobs.
He seemed to have a problem with that. That kind of bothers me. It sort of implies that jobs should just be given to you because you're an American. You know what I mean? You don't have to be good at it or basically sell yourself, put yourself above. You should just be handed the job because you were born in America. I just can't.
One has to ask oneself. I mean, when they invented cars, it clearly was a terrible thing for the blacksmiths and the farriers. Farriers are the guys who put shoes on horses. I mean, should we have outlawed cars because it was going to ruin these guys' jobs? No, this is progress, and, you know, you need to move forward in life. I've been fired. I've been fired a few times, and frankly, I'm where I'm at today because I'm not at that same old position. You got to pick up, move forward, educate yourself, get a new skill set, and move forward. I mean, or you can be, if, you know, he's complaining about welders, be the foreman of the welders. That way, because, I mean, I worked on a crew that had some laborers that couldn't speak English very well. I learned how to speak Spanish, and I was essentially the translator, and I didn't have to work as hard as these other guys because I could communicate with the boss, and they, you know, they communicated with me, and, you know, in a haphazard fashion. So that's what I wanted to say. I think that this country is built by hard workers, and I think we should allow hard workers in here because it'll be better for all of us. There's always going to be some people that are going to complain, oh, this is too hard, I just can't compete. Well, they're not going to learn to compete by giving them something for free. They're not going to get better, and they're not going to grow the economy, and they're not going to grow their own lives if they just are handed things for free. You shouldn't be handed things for free because you're an American citizen. That's disgusting. Let's go to Vince in Indianapolis. Vince?
Hi, Mark. And Julia, how are you doing tonight?
All's well.
I want to tell you both, this lady named Marianne Gabaldo, I think you had something on your website. You may have talked about it back in April.
Okay.
But the charges were dropped against her because Child Protection Service wanted to take her child away because she would not medicate her child with Risperdal.
Was this one of those sort of Ritalin kind of drugs?
Risperdal is it's called a neuropoleptic antipsychotic medication.
Okay.
It has such side effects as abdominal pain, vomiting, aggression, dizziness, and lack of coordination. And, well, outside there, it's just a nice drug to take, right? This lady did not want to medicate her child. CPS called in the police, and the police came, and they, you know, used the battering rams and SWAT teams. They say that the police said that she fired at her, or she fired at the police, and when she didn't, and the judge dismissed all the charges today.
Wow. So, yeah, did she have a gun, though, and the cops claimed that she shot at them but couldn't prove
that's
it?
That's what
that right?
The cops claimed. That's what the police said, that they said that she shot at them, but there was no proof of that. Even the removal order was signed by some clerk of the court, not the judge, and so the judge dismissed all of it.
And remember, in this case, you know, there's no reason to bust into this lady's house like they did. They could have knocked on the door and said, hey, we're here to take your daughter. There's no reason to do this. And it's, I mean, at the same time, I would be outraged if that happened, but you don't escalate the situation by busting in with your, you know, submachine guns in your hand and your gear on. I mean, this scares the bejesus out of people, and it turns America into a police state.
I can't think of any reason why they do this except that it's fun to get dressed up and break into people's houses. I mean,
I worked with some law enforcement officers who were on insertion team or something like that. Essentially, the version of the SWAT team that they had, and that's precisely what they would say. These were really the gung ho guys, and this was a lot of fun, and they were rough and tough, and they were given extra perks from the other guys, and it's fun. It's testosterone flowing through your brain, having a great old time, right?
But if you think about it for a minute, if you forget about how unethical it is, and you just think about how powerful that you would feel having this ability to put on, you know, an outfit, carry a big gun, and knock someone's door down. I mean, it sounds like it would be pretty exhilarating.
As long as they're bad people, it's okay, right?
Right. Well, that's how you sleep at night.
Vince?
Nothing. I enjoy listening to you all, and I just wanted to say you and Julian, you're doing a fine job, you know, in the place of Ian.
Ian's absence?
We're trying.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Vince. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733.
It certainly is not the easiest, I will admit, personally, Ian not being here. He's so well-versed at it.
Yeah.
I mean, he is responsible for doing the intro of the show, and And there's always been kind of a comfort level knowing he's got that.
All I ever did previously was sit there and do the color commentary, you know, and Ian would say something I thought was dumb. I'd hop in and
yeah.
make him look like a jerk, and then he'd, you know, it'd go back and
right.
forth for a while, and I'd make my comments on the stories and that kind of thing. But I didn't have to do the real work of doing a radio program, which, you know, it's a little more nerve-wracking. I'm sure he doesn't feel it in the same way because, you know, I'm on what we're on day 21 of Ian's 90-day sentence, the Ian Freeman incarceration count up day 21. I don't know. I can't count down because on this 90 day
sentence. Yeah, we don't know. I don't know if you heard he got caught sneaking a banana in. Did you hear about this? Is that a banana in my, that he told me the guard said. Is that a banana in your pocket?
Well, I mean, how do you answer that except, or, no, I'm just happy to see you. I mean,
he told me he wanted to make the joke, but the guard didn't seem amused, so he didn't, but. Yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't ripe yet. It was a green banana he'd gotten at lunch, and he didn't want to eat it because it wasn't ripe, and he took it into his room, and he said that they were doing the shakedown, so he put it in his pocket.
Yeah,
and the guard said, "What's in your pocket?"
Yeah. Well, that's funny. I gotta say,
the banana joke is
You just can't beat a good banana joke. The we don't know whether he's gonna get 60 days, whether he's gonna do 60 days on 90 days or a little more than that. Or I mean, there's actually been people who have done more than their sentences were, like 3 or 4 days more, because they chose to count it in a fashion that we wouldn't have counted it or something like that. It's my understanding that, and as I understand it, speaking to them over there, that they start on the first day you come in and count that as one calendar day and then count upwards from there. So we're at day 21. It could be as early as day 60. It could be as late as day 94. And so I'm counting up rather than counting down. Certainly looking forward to Ian returning because I'd like to go back just doing my portion of this, and that's not just sitting on the microphone over there, but I have to take care of other things that are going on with the business of Free Talk Live, and I have been just sort of making
doing two man's jobs.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.